You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Nomura Holdings expects initial public offerings in India will regain momentum in the second half of this year, as indicated by increasing activity in secondary share sales, a Bloomberg report says. The capital markets on the secondary side, which is on the block, and QIPs have started to pick up. Amit Thawani, head of India Coverage Investment Banking at Nomura, said in an interview with Bloomberg Television on Tuesday, "We expect a constructive environment, especially in the second half of the year for IPOs. Global IPO activity has slowed down recently as the Russian invasion of Ukraine and rising interest rates spurred market volatility. Companies have raised around $1.1 billion through first-time share sales in India so far this year, down from $2.6 billion from the same period in 2021, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Moving on to latest from the world of Twitter, Elon Musk, Twitter's largest individual shareholder and undoubtedly one of its most popular users, would not join the company's board, opening up the possibility of a hostile takeover battle, analysts say. Elon Musk has reserved the right to raise his stake in the company from the current 9.2%, according to an amended U.S. Securities and Exchange filing made on Monday. The amended filing no longer mentions that Elon Musk can limit his stake to 14.9% in the company and replaced it by a note indicating that the reporting person might take additional stake, according to a Forbes report. The reporting person may from time to time acquire additional shares of common stock and or retain and or sell or a portion of the shares of common stock held by the reporting person in the open market or in privately negotiated transactions and or may distribute the common stock held by the reporting person to other entities, the filing said. Now some important market update. Trading in markets regulated by the RBI will start from 9 a.m. onwards from April 18, with the restoration of pre-pandemic trading timings. Currently, the markets open at 10 a.m. The trading hours for various markets regulated by RBI were changed on April 7, 2020 in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic that had resulted in operational dislocations and elevated levels of health risks. Later, with the easing of operational constraints, the trading hours were partially restored with effect from November 9, 2020. From April 18, the trading hours of these markets will be from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., the central bank said in a release on Monday. With the substantial easing of restrictions and movement of people and functioning of offices, it has now decided to restore the opening time for regulated financial markets to their pre-pandemic timing of 9 a.m., the release said. Moving on to some overseas news. European perfume and cosmetics makers face shortages of paper, glass and some key oils and alcohols as Russia's invasion of Ukraine adds further disruptions to the supply chains for beauty products, driving prices higher amid robust demand. Like the food industry, the $500 billion global cosmetics sector is grappling with fallout from the war because producers use alcohol derived from grains and organic beets to make perfumes and sunflower seed oils to make cosmetics, all key crops from Ukraine. At the same time, the energy crisis sparked by the war has pushed glass and paper prices through the roof, while China's COVID-19 lockdowns have thwarted companies' ability to obtain packaging components for $100 a bottle scents and $30 lipsticks. All is not well at India's ports. India's busiest ports at Kandla in Gujarat and Mumbai are further clogged with LPG import vessels as the state-owned oil companies refuse to go beyond a small list of ports that have been designated by the government to give freight subsidies for bringing in the cooking fuel from overseas, sources said. Under the PDS Kerosene and Domestic LPG Subsidy Scheme of 2002, the government has categorized ports at Kandla, Mumbai, JNPT, Jamnagar, Hazira, Mangalore, Kochi, Chennai, Haldia and Vizag as designated ports for giving ocean freight subsidy. This means that state-owned oil marketing companies get reimbursed for freight. The oil industry and the petroleum ministry have made a case for expanding the list of designated ports, but the finance ministry shot down the proposal. Now here is today's trade report. Bears remained in control on the Lal Street on Tuesday, forcing headline indices to close the day in the red. S&P BSE Sensex fell 388 points or 0.66% to close at 58,576 points, while the NSE Nifty 50 index shed 144 points or 0.82% to end at 17,530. Bank Nifty outperformed the benchmark indices, while broader markets fared worse. Axis Bank was the top index gainer, up 1.6%, while Tata Steel was the top laggard, falling 2.63%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.